To get a good job, you need a good education. That's what we all learned.
In this economy, though, having no job is teaching millions of Americans some new skills.
I filed for the last 3 weeks against my extension, and no money's been put in my account. I borrowed against my home several times. I borrowed against my vehicle. I'm raising my kids alone, and I'm also trying to finish my undergraduate degree here in a few weeks.
The very American ingenuity of dealing with unemployment, the paperwork, the shell game.
They call it unemployment insurance, but who's actually insured here, the workers or the employers? It turns out coping with long-term unemployment gives a person a distinctive resume.
Hey, you've got a jobless description. It's called survival.
On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, July 7th, and we want to continue this conversation about jobless survival that we just talked about. Joining us now, Mike Munger. He's an economist at Duke University. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
I'm wondering, has the purpose of unemployment insurance changed since it was created in the United States after the Great Depression?
We're certainly talking about changing it. It was supposed to be a short-term kind of ease you back into employment situation, and partly because it changed the way we think of government, and partly because the way this extended recession, we're thinking about changing it to a long-term entitlement.
And can we afford it?
Some people say we can't afford not to. That's the debate.
Okay, Mike Munger is an economist at Duke University. We're going to talk with you more about this in just a moment.
Well, let's check the morning's top news stories before we get back to Mike Munger there. Another unwelcome milestone in the Gulf this morning. There's oil in Lake Pontchartrain. That's north of New Orleans. 1,600 tar balls found in the lake yesterday in the same waters that tried to drown the city during Hurricane Katrina. It's a sucker punch to residents like Ann Reams. She tells NBC News.
Lake Pontchartrain actually is the reason New Orleans was founded. It's the way that the French were brought in by the Native Americans, so it means a lot culturally.
And there's word this morning another environmental minefield could be lurking under those oily waters. An Associated Press investigation shows there are more than 27,000 abandoned oil and gas wells in the Gulf, and neither the industry nor the government are checking to see if they are leaking.
Now on to the heat wave on the East Coast. 26 cities hit record high temperatures yesterday. New York reached 103 degrees. Philadelphia hit 102. 11-year-old Sierra Christmas describes the heat in Newark, New Jersey.
Feels like I'm in the oven.
Yeah.
and it's about 360. I'm being baked like a cake. Yeah.
The worst, most humid weather is forecast for today. It's official. The United States is suing the state of Arizona over its new immigration law, SB 1070. The Justice Department filed the lawsuit yesterday. American University law professor Stephen Vladek says it's a strong case.
If the federal government can show that the Arizona laws are in fact inconsistent with federal policy, the federal government can, should, and will win.
Arizona Governor Jan Brewer is accusing President Obama of attacking her state in federal court.
In Afghanistan, a NATO airstrike has mistakenly killed 5 Afghan Army soldiers while they were on patrol. Meanwhile, General Ray Odierno, the top American military commander in Iraq, says a UN peacekeeping force may be needed in the northern part of the country once U.S. troops leave. In the sports world, Germany and Spain square off in the World Cup semifinals today. The winner will play Holland in Sunday's final, and the wait is almost over. LeBron James says he'll announce tomorrow night on primetime ESPN television where he plans to play next year. Asian and European markets are down. Futures are down. The Dow gets underway at 9,743. The S&P opens at 1,028. And the NASDAQ opens at 2093. Coming up, the legendary researcher Jane Goodall joins us with species threatened by global warming, oil spills, and more. What advice can she give us? What about a pep talk? We'll talk in a half hour.
And we're going to talk more about the history of unemployment benefits in just a moment and the economic benefits to putting an expiration date on unemployment.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.